Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, a little earlier this week, Toyota South Africa on this program sounding the alarm about the growing threat of what it termed cheaper and imported cars flooding the local market. And in that respect, Jetour, a Chinese SUV brand, is really making waves. Listen to these numbers, selling over 2,000 units in just 90 days. This comes at a time when the overall new vehicle sales figures in South Africa are sluggish, running around 3.5% behind 2023 levels. So the question is, what does all of this mean, this shakeup for the local automotive industry? And can South African manufacturers actually compete? Let's talk about this in a little more detail. Nick Campbell is with us, Vice President of Jetour. Nick, a very warm welcome. So let's talk about this brand of yours and others as a disruptive force. How much of a threat do you think they are to established players like Toyota, VW and Ford in South Africa? The cat is really among the pigeons here.
I think, you know, speaking from our brand's point of view, from Jetour, we're not just a disruptor in South Africa, we're a disruptor globally. We're a newly formed brand, been operating since 2018, obviously under a really big umbrella coming out of headquarters in China. And we believe that we just bring something a little different to the market. Now, in South Africa in particular, we've done a lot of research into what a South African consumer needs in terms of their vehicle and their mobility needs. And we've brought in two models that we believe can suit those needs. And just to take the experience up and really to live by our mantra of affordable luxury. So from each touch point coming in, once you deal with us, we want that customer to feel part of a family, not just that they're buying a vehicle, and to really walk that journey with them in terms of their mobility solutions.
But don't all auto manufacturers say the same thing?
I'm sure we do. I think it is, but we try and live by it at all of our dealers that we've got, just with our philosophy that we do have. I think the main concern around what everybody's talking about is twofold. One is the pricing of the vehicles coming in, and number two is longevity of the brands. And South Africans have had the luxury for a long time of having really, really good brands dominating the market. And make no mistake, those brands have paved the way for all of us, and you know, they've done an excellent job. We just believe that South Africans right now have the opportunity to investigate something new and have the opportunity to experience something new, and that's where we're finding ourselves being fairly competitive.
Nick, do you think these legacy players have been caught on the hop?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think any new brands that are coming in will always be slightly disruptive. I think the auto industry in South Africa is tough. I think the South African consumer at the moment is under pressure. We certainly know that it's not easy at the moment. And I think, you know, with the evolution in technologies, certainly within the motor industry, all cars come in with a base of features at the moment. Where Chinese brands are kind of leading the way, if I can say it that, is in the pricing that we do have. And that, I think, really comes out of volumes coming out of the rest of the world. But in saying that, I think South African consumers now are willing to search elsewhere and come and have a look at what's out there.
Nick, pricing obviously is a key determinant, but I'm wondering if it's also a price versus quality debate. And the question has been asked, do these more affordable cars, your brand included, offer true value, or is there maybe a long-term trade-off in reliability and after-sales support?
So definitely not. I mean, it's the reason that we offer a 10-year, 1 million kilometer engine warranty. That's how much we back our product, back our engines on our vehicles. I certainly pride our brand in South Africa on after-sales service. It's something we focus on heavily. We've got a parts warehouse in Waterfall where I sit. I monitor that daily because we kind of understand that it's not just about selling the vehicle and that's it and moving on. It's about actually having that vehicle in the ecosystem for as long as possible and making sure that it complements the customer's lifestyle. Trade-off on pricing. I think there's a misconception out there. You know, I mean, we compete in the same market. We still pay the same, you know, the same taxes, the same duties, the same everything. There's no reprieve on that kind of thing for us. And it's just about the affordability. I don't think it's cheaper. I think it's about bringing the cars in at the right point for the South African consumer and making them more affordable.
Nick, in fairness to Toyota, they did tell me they hadn't crunched the numbers, but there is an argument about local manufacturing being at risk. In other words, the influx of imports could undermine local car production and therefore jobs.
Yeah, I wouldn't really be able to comment on that from their side. I haven't, you know, I also heard that. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but certainly in South Africa, you know, imported cars have been there for a long time. I think local manufacturers have, you know, got their bases set up. I unfortunately can't comment on that.
Let me ask you this then. You're making inroads into the individual market, but there's no doubt that the models that you're bringing in could conceivably start eating into corporate and government fleet contracts, which would again affect traditional South African brands. Is that happening or is that likely to happen? I'm sure that that's business that your company would be chasing.
Of course, 100%. We look at all avenues to sell the vehicles. There's different segments. Obviously, retail at the moment is my number one focus, getting vehicles on the road to the South African customer. There's also a really big fleet segment within South Africa. Rentals are also exceptionally big, and of course, government business. And we will be looking at all of those avenues. And you know, any new player or any new brands, you know, when we say putting things at risk, I think the industry will just adjust. I think everybody will have to adjust their business plans and make sure that there's longevity in that.
As you say, it is a very tough and a very competitive market. And thank you very much for that perspective. Nick Campbell, Vice President, Jet2Air South Africa. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.